opening game for him. The second time they played him, he had just one more carry, but he had double the yards and scored twice. So his game has really transformed into something where he is a dual threat and can certainly beat any team at any time with his arms or his legs.
Some of the strongest traditions in American history are apple pie, baseball, and Chevrolet. In Ubley, those traditions include playing to great heights at Ubley Heights, defending the cast, and running the ball out of a strong T-formation backfield.
And they are led by senior running back Derek Brown. It's a nice plug, by
the way.
Thank
you. You're welcome.
Derek Brown, senior running back, feels like we've been calling his name forever, but he is finally a senior. He's had four straight seasons of 1,000 yards or more. Jonathan Brandle has, to me, the guy that has really helped make this team go. He has stepped up to compliment Brown. He is a senior running back. He had 70 yards last week on 12 carries. And Nathan Keller quietly had a nice season himself as he scored two touchdowns against Harbor Beach and scored one against Lakers as well.
Offense is typically considered the fun and exciting thing to talk about, much like a convertible or a sports car. However, the vehicle that gets the job done is that 1994 Chevy Silverado with the horsepower and tenacity to get through any task. That best describes Ubley Bearcats defense.
The Bearcats have allowed 144 points through 11 games with one shutout and four one-touchdown or less games.
Averaging over 40 points per game and allowing just 13 on defense, the Ubley Bearcats are looking to continue the roll to down to Ford Field. It's the regional championship in Division 7 playoffs, and you're listening to Sports Radio 102.1, home of the WLW Sports Network, Ubley versus New Lothrop from Chesaning, Michigan.
The Schmigalski family wishes the Ubley Bearcats the best of luck in tonight's game. Whether you wish to pre-plan for funeral or cremation expenses to put your family's mind at ease, or if you are trying to find that perfect monument in memory of your loved one, please call your caring professional funeral directors, John or Mark, at Schmigalski Funeral Homes, 989-658-8501. The Schmigalski family hopes you enjoy tonight's game. Go Bearcats!
The forensic analyst searched for the clue that would lead her to the arsonist. Traces of starch all around the wreckage of the house. Suddenly, all the pieces came together. The fire was started by
an over-microwaved potato?
But the scorched house was covered, thanks to Farmers Insurance. Hot potato, July 25th, 2015. Talk to a farmer's agent. We know a thing or two because we've seen a thing or two.
We are farmers. Bum, 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 bum.
Hi, this is Bob Benzinger for Farmers Insurance Bad Axe. Get a free, no-obligation quote from me, which could save you hundreds of dollars. Let me help you with home, auto, life, and business insurance. Call me today at 989-269-8037.
Remembering how to be a good sport is simple. If you win, don't rub it in. If you lose, don't make excuses. And always represent your school with respect. To learn more about sportsmanship, visit the MHSAA website. Remember, nothing beats good sportsmanship. A message from the Michigan High School Athletic Association, promoting the value and values of educational athletics.
Have you found yourself at a loss for gift ideas this holiday season? It's time you stop into Thumb Cellular and see for yourself why they've been the talk of the Thumb for over 25 years. New activations and upgrades receive your choice of 50 bonus gigs or an additional $50 off any phone purchase. Android phones like the LG G5 with its state-of-the-art dual cameras marked at $299. Snag the astounding crystal display of the Samsung Galaxy S6, just $199. Or pick up the new and improved Galaxy S7 for $349, including a free Bluetooth speaker. Get the ultra-durable military-grade Kyocera Dura Scout, now only $49. For those who enjoy a screen and body style that's simply easier on the hands and eyes, the Samsung Galaxy Note 5 is now just $299. iPhone fans purchase the new iPhone 7 or 7 Plus and receive a free Bluetooth speaker. Just like anything good, these deals won't last forever. So hurry into a Thumb Cellular location near you in Bad Axe, Caro, Pigeon, and Sandusky for their holiday specials. Only while supplies last, terms of service apply.
Connect to the WLW Sports Network through social media aspects of Facebook and Twitter. Simply search for WLW Sports and click the like and follow buttons on Facebook and Twitter. Receive in-game updates, stats, and even photos from the game. A beautiful football complex here in Chesaning, Michigan. As the Canadian Goose travels south, 67 miles separate Ubley and New Lothrop High Schools. If that were to happen, well, you'd be in the wrong place. Today's ball game is being played at Chesaning High School due to field conditions at New Lothrop. Chesaning High School is 21 miles northwest of New Lothrop. For the Ubley Bearcats, it's a 91-mile journey, 20 miles west of Birch Run. In regards to school size, there are 39 Hornets more than Bearcats, 260 for Ubley, 298 for New Lothrop. Per the MHSA registered numbers, Ubley has 11 less students in high school than last year. New Lothrop has actually gained 22 students, up from 276. Of course, these are based on the numbers with the MHSA registration, not the recent school counts in October. The Ubley Bearcats and New Lothrop Hornets have faced each other three times in history, all in the playoffs and in the last 13 years. Ubley defeated NL in 2003, 52-22, with a running clock at one point for a regional title. 2004, it was 42-7 in the first week of the postseason. And most recently in 2011, when the Hornets defeated the Orange and Black 21-8 for a district championship. In those three games, the average score is Ubley 34, New Lothrop 16. Through 11 weeks of the season, Ubley is averaging 40.9 points a game, which puts them atop the Greater Thumb Conference standings for offensive production. New Lothrop scores on average 41.8 points, so based on averages, it's New Lothrop by 1.1. Defensively, the numbers are very close. Ubley allows 13.1 a game, the best in the Greater Thumb Conference. For New Lothrop, 11.9, so again 1.2 in favor of the Hornet. Las Vegas has set their line for the night, and day they struggled on this one. Our colleagues at the Ohio State University Sports Wagering Department said after factoring in all possibilities, stats, injuries, weather, location, history, the spread for today sits at New Lothrop 5.5. We'll see how that goes. Today is the 316th day of the year, meaning just 48 days until New Year's Eve. Dave, any plans for New Year's Eve?
I'm working on it.
Okay. We're moving forward.
Yeah.
I actually talked about it this week, which is surprising.
I haven't talked about it since last Friday, so.
Imagine that. Chesaning, Michigan plays host for today's regional championship game, which, Dave, that brings me to this week's trivia question. You ready for this? Okay. The city of Chesaning was known for the historic Chesaning Showboat. What was the name of the Chesaning Showboat? It's multiple choice. A, Chesaning Chestnut. The B, Chesaning Queen. Shiawassee Queen. My apologies. C, the Showboat Lady. Or D, the Mighty Douglas Cole.
Well, I think I can eliminate one of those.
Oh, you don't think it's named after our sports information director?
I don't think so. He's not that famous.
Well, he is mighty, though. I will say that.
Well, I'll give you that. The city of Chesaning was known for the historic Chesaning Showboat, as the Shiawassee Queen.
Oh, ding, ding, ding. Very good. Dave Hansen, one for one. Well, we'll see how you do in these next two, though. Bonus question. In the first year of show business, 1937, the Chesaning Showboat debuted, and tickets were sold for the Chesaning Showboat at just 25 cents a person. How much money did the Chesaning Showboat make in its inaugural year?
Oh, geez, at a quarter a person? Yep. I don't know. How about $1,000?
Well, a little high there. $87.10. Now, I don't know if when you're selling tickets at 25 cents a piece, how you make 10 cents. Someone is skimming off the top. Those 15 cents were spent somewhere. We better have a Senate Oversight Committee on that one.
And this is after taxes, maybe?
I don't know. 1937. Anywho, we're getting off track even more than normal. A bonus question for you. After declining the attendance and profits, the Chesaning Showboat filed for bankruptcy after canceling the festival in 2013. So, the Chesaning Showboat, the Shiawassee Queen, was sold. How much was the Shiawassee Queen sold for?
I believe I know this. It was $50.
Oh, very good.
$50.
You were researching Chesaning this week, were you?
Not quite. I might have a friend, though, that is from Chesaning.
Yes,
might
you
be
are.
A valuable resource to me.
Well, you're two for three today. That might be your best record this season.
I need more friends in Ubley and Lakers and USA so I get more of these questions right.
Well, the plan was when they sold it for $50 to be used for weddings and parties, but it was in the water for 25 straight years and was in rough shape, so they had to dismantle it, demolish it, and now it's just a flat barge, unfortunately. Chesaning Showboat. A lot of history there. We are about 8 minutes away from tipping off. But, Dave, tipping off, getting basketball season already. You can tell I'm a Spartan fan. Dave, what are your three keys to today's football game?
Yeah, you probably should be ready for basketball season,
Clark.
obviously, we're rooting for all.